What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we have entered the final quarter of 2024. September, November, December to dismember. And of course, October being Shocktober. So we all know what that means, gentlemen. The banquet of blood. So, obviously, if you have any dishes, i.e. articles, to contribute, go ahead, get them ready, cook them up, and send them to me. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. This is going to be an interesting year, especially with everything happening, with the election, with evictions. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, we have cuffing season. But, yeah, that's another video for another time. Because even that, as I see, is not going to go well for a lot of women. Now, let's get to today's article that was published on the 4th of September. Queen's husband stabbed wife to deletion at a spa in a horrific attack witnessed by employees and customers. Ladies, have I not said this? It does not matter where you are. You can get got. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Queen's husband was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly stabbing his wife to deletion in an apparent fit of rage inside a Queen's spa, authorities said. According to police sources, officers from the 109th precinct responded to a frantic 911 call that a female worker was under attack inside the Body Work Spa near the corner of Casino Boulevard and Barkley Avenue in Flushing at about 5:41 p.m. on September 3rd. Moments earlier, the police said 25-year-old Jahi Ma allegedly walked into the spa and began viciously stabbing his wife, 26-year-old Jui Mei Tang, while the store was occupied with customers and Tang's colleagues. Responding officials discovered Tang in the basement of the building, clinging to life with extensive stab wounds across her body and neck. EMS rushed her to New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital, where she was pronounced deleted a short time later. Meanwhile, cops arrested Ma at the scene, allegedly still clinging to a bloody knife. Boy, the hot butter knife of doom got put to work in this scenario. Well into the evening of Tuesday, police sealed off the spa and the surrounding area while investigating the crime scene and interviewing those who witnessed the horrific termination. Police sources said the deadly attack stemmed from an ongoing dispute between Ma and Tang, who both lived at the same residence on Cherry Avenue in Flushing, but they did not provide further details about an exact motive. Ma was charged with termination, menacing, criminal possession of a weapon, and harassment. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, here we are. Once again, a woman decided whatever she was going to do to her husband behind closed marital doors, it came to light in an extremely violent fashion. And yeah, I'm going to reiterate, ladies, once a man is thoroughly enraged, it does not matter where you are, because you can, and I mean seriously, you can get got. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a public area. I gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. Gotta give that a 30. Psychological impact. The fact that it went down in front of her people, her colleagues, and customers. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, they said she suffered extensive stab wounds and he was in an apparent fit of rage. We all know what happens when men go completely enraged. Yeah. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 45. So Jihai, Madman Ma, gets a score of 140. Now, gentlemen, let's circle back to the scene of the termination. By all accounts, this was a, let's just say this massage parlor was a jack shack, meaning there were happy endings going on. Now, we all know in New York, there's been a massive surge of Asian massage parlors that have opened up. Yeah. Now, could this have been the reason why he went crazy? It's possible. Maybe he found out her true job was getting her cheeks clapped for money. Just saying, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. But hey, it's a clear possibility. But like I said, gentlemen, like I said, when a man is thoroughly enraged, it does not matter where it goes down, but it will go down. He will take that woman out. She thought she was safe at work. He proved her otherwise. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Observe the pictures. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there, you girlfriends and wives who think, oh, I'm at work. Nothing bad will happen to me. No matter how much I might have pissed off my husband or boyfriend, I'm at work. I'm in a public place. I'm safe. You better understand this and understand it crystally clear. The power you think you have by being in public, that will go out. Feminism and the idea of being thoroughly protected by the quote unquote veil of society, that will go out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And no matter where you are, ladies, when that man is sufficiently pissed off, guess what? You can and you will get got. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.